Hey folks, and welcome to this afternoon's game between the visiting Dallas Diamonds and the Kansas City Tribe, defending national world champions for the IWFL. My name is Sarah Dirks, and I'll be doing play-by-play for the game. There is a slight delay. Dallas, as they were traveling up here, their charter bus broke down, and the Kansas City Tribe had to go and pick them up. So started out good for both teams, a little camaraderie going on there. Dallas right now is on the field doing a little practice runs, and the Kansas City Tribe is in the locker room going over some strategy. And so you have me for the next 30 minutes talking about football, life, the great weather in Kansas City, and what could possibly happen in this game today. So hope you stick around. We might have to cut the game short later on because it will go straight to the Seattle Majestics game. But I hope you stick around until the end of as long as you can. A couple things I wanted to point out is that last year, like I said, Kansas City won the IWFL World Championship against the DC Divas. It's a great game, a really tight game throughout the whole thing. Lots and lots of penalties, so hopefully we won't have a reoccurrence of that this season. And then 2 years ago, in 2008, Dallas Divas won the World Championship. So right now you have two World Championship teams really battling it out. The last time the Divas and the Tribe met, or last time the Diamonds and the Tribes met, Diamonds did beat them, and then went on to win the World Championship. So this should be a great game. Kansas City has a brand new team. Been talking to one of the owners, Mindy White, about the prospects for the team, and she's very excited about what's going on, and just want to talk a few things about statistics and what you had to look forward to this year. One of the key players for the Kansas City Tribe is quarterback Jenny Schmidt. She comes to us after leading the whole league in passing yards with 3,030, and she really battled it out last year and receiving and was great for the Tribe. The next person down from Jenny had 1,500 yards, so she's just one of the best passers in the the league. And then you're going against one of the best running backs in the league from Dallas, and Jessica Springer. So she was actually just recently chosen for the USA football team. So we'll see how these two teams battle it out, two offensive teams. Last year, the Diamonds averaged 43 points a game, and Kansas City averaged about 48 points a game. So we've got two huge offensive teams with strong defenses, so who knows what's going to happen in today's game. The off-season prospects, not sure for Dallas, going to be completely honest with you, but I know Kansas City picked up a number of off-season prospects. Two notable ones will be the twins, Liz and Katie Sowers. They come to us from West Michigan Mayhem. Last year, the Mayhem were runner-up in the WFL at the St. Louis Slam, against the St. Louis Slam. They're going to be a huge impact on both sides of the ball, according to Mindy White. Who's your defensive lineman and co-owner. They're great athletes. Seen them play a little flag football. Good hands, great defense. So this should be fun to watch them. Returning to the Tribe team this year are Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod. And they did really well in receptions and running last year. Rusty Sowers is number two in interceptions for the season in 2009, and number two in receptions. Brittany Fisher, number six for the Tribe. She's number four in all-time receptions, and this is throughout the entire league. On the defensive side, we've got Lane Anderson. She's number two overall in the league, and Megan Penrod, number 6. And Megan's short, but man, she is fast, and she's someone that you just don't mess with. So it's going to be really fun to see these girls all back on the field, battling it out against a team they didn't play at all last year. So not sure what to expect in the sense of what Dallas brings to the table, in the sense of quarterbacks and their running game. It seems to be a good crowd coming out tonight. A lot of fans here to support the Tribe. They've gotten a lot of off-season publicity because of their success during the 2009 football season, and hopefully that will continue into this year. Talking with Mindy White, this is what she has to say about today's game. This game will define our season. When the Tribe played the Diamonds in 2008, it was the first game of our first season. We were a young team with a completely different identity. Jenny Schmidt was actually starting at wide receiver, and she's now quarterback, and Rusty was our starting tailback. We've added speed, talent, and veteran leadership since then. We also know that it's like what it's like to win and compete against the best teams out there. Last year, the Tribe took on the Chicago Force 3 times and was 2-1. And then they also went on to beat the DC Divas, one of the better teams, and they Divas beat Boston Militia in order to make it into the finals. Sorry about the wind. It's really windy up here. It's a beautiful day, though. So there's not a cloud in sight. Well, there's like a little tiny cloud straight ahead, but I'm inside. The windows are closed. It's awesome. But when the door opens, it's really windy. So I apologize if that gets to you. Mindy also has this to say: we still may not be the biggest team on the field because looking at the lineups for the other teams in the Midwest Conference, they are kind of a small team, a really athletic team. You're not going to find a lot of really big girls on the line, but they're fast and they've got a lot of good athletes. A lot of girls I know from the team played in college and still do a lot of league play. They do softball or flag football on the off season. They just have a lot of fun. They do basketball leagues, and so we're really looking forward to a great athletic team this year. And in addition to the usual suspects like Rusty and Lane and Megan Penrod, be on the lookout for the standouts: Larissa Graves, who's a defensive lineman and a running back; Magdalene Overfield, who's on the offensive defensive line. This girl has so much spirit and so much power. She's a force to be reckoned with. Liz Sowers, who's your wide receiver and cornerback, and Katie Sowers, your linebacker. These are two additions. Jennifer Marker is a new addition. She started at the very end of the season, played the last two or three games for the Tribe last year, and made a small impact, and we're really looking forward to her making a big impact this year. And then finally, Reagan Campbell, who's also last year made some really fantastic plays for the Tribe she really stepped up when the team needed her to. Again, the game is going to start in 30 minutes. And not really sure what I'm supposed to talk about because that only took about 5, so I'm pretty excited about the opportunity to talk for 5 minutes. One of my favorite things to do is to call people's cell phones and leave long, obnoxious messages. But I doubt you'd really want me to do that. So talking about football, looking online, if you've done any research on the IWFL or any of the women's leagues out there, women's tackle football is on the rise. There's a huge amount of interest in it. Football in general obviously is American tradition, and then having the girls play, giving these women an opportunity to really show their athleticism beyond a college sport or a high school sport is really exciting and fun. And you've got a number of girls. I think every single team is probably adding to their roster. I know that Kansas City did. Looks like Dallas has a very large roster. So we're really excited to see that that fostering good positive competitiveness in all the women who play the sport. No one gets, as far as I know, at least for Kansas City, no one gets paid for this. Majority of women in the IWFL actually have to pay it for their uniforms and pay for their travel. And so these women are doing it for the love of the game, and that just shows that football is not just a game for guys. Obviously, they're going to make most of the money, but they are these women are out there playing the game because it's fun, and they love doing it, and maybe they couldn't do it in high school or college, and so they're doing it now, which is really exciting. Kind of looking out on the crowd. Dallas usually brings a pretty large contingent of people for a great weekend. I see a few purple shirts out in the crowd, so we'll see kind of as the game gets going where the Kansas City people are and where the Dallas people are. Next up for the Tribe, they're going to be on the road next weekend. I've been following the team. Next weekend they actually have a bye, and then they'll be back home against the Wisconsin Wolves. Right here, we are at Center High School in Kansas City, Missouri. It's a really neat stadium. It's grass turf. It's grass field. It's an older stadium, an older school, but dynamic tradition here of football, and they've allowed Kansas City play here and have a good time playing the sport. And in Kansas City, I just know from, again, my friends playing the sport that there's a lot of opportunity out there. They have a lot of support from businesses and community members and helping them out with financial needs and fundraisers and everything like that. I might have to shut the window. We've got a band who plays. Let's see here. But again, that's another staple of the Kansas City team is the Chico and the touchdown band. They're fashion. They love playing. We have a guest on the line, Robert. He wants to talk about Dallas. I'd appreciate anything that he'd have to say, so we're going to go ahead and mute me. And so Robert can talk about the Dallas Diamonds. Thank you, Robert. Go ahead.
Yes, Sarah. A little bit about this year's team. We've got 18 rookies on the team this year, which is the second most the Diamonds have ever had for their team. But they've got a good mix of veterans on there. They're led on the field on offense by a 10-year veteran quarterback Monica Foster, and veteran running back Jessica Springer. The defense has got a lot of good depth behind it, and they're young. They're very hungry to play. From what I saw last week, whenever they defeated the Houston Energy 34-12, they bring a lot of high spirit to the game, and they're doing their dead level best to carry on the tradition, the dynasty of four world championships that this team has won. They also have a bye next week. In the week after that, they will be taking on the Minnesota Vixen down in Dallas. So they mix it up pretty good as far as veterans go and rookies, and trying to teach the rookies what's going on with the Dallas Diamonds and trying to bring it back up to the level. They were a little disappointed last year with the playoff loss to the Boston Militia. But they're looking forward to getting back into the playoffs this year and proving that the dynasties are built and stay built. So.
All right, I'm ready.
Yes.
Besides Monica, how long has Monica been a part of the team?
She's been a Diamond for 10 years. She's an original Diamond.
10 years. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, I'm looking for my sheet on. There she is. See, on here it says SS, and so I didn't know who your quarterback was.
Yep.
What is her strength, passing, running?
Really sort of a field general. I mean, she, if it breaks down to the point where she has to make a decision on the field, she's really good at kind of calling, swinging her own plays a little bit. She's very good at directing where the offense goes and making sure that the offensive line and the running backs and the wide receivers know where they're supposed to go.
Okay.
On defense, we've got a couple of all-pro linebackers with Jen Welter and Bunny Button, who Bunny's not, unfortunately not suited out right now. She suffered an arm injury in last year's Pro Bowl.
Okay.
And she's still recuperating from that one. But, yeah, we've got a lot of veterans on the defense with Alfred Fitzgerald Bryson and Jen Welter. And they're really teaching the young kids how to go get it.
Okay. You want to talk about Jessica Springer at all?
Not a whole lot anybody needs to know about her. She's she's pretty much all world. She's a multiple-time Pro Bowler. She's a league MVP for the old WPFL that the Diamonds played in. She's a four-time champion. She's been in the top three in strength lifting and power lifting for the IWFL for the last 2 years.
Awesome.
She pretty much turned the tide.
Great.
Yeah, she can pretty much turn the tide on offense if she really gets the head of steam going.
Okay. And any rookies that you want to highlight for us today?
We got a couple of good young defensive linemen, Ashley Albright and Jordan Rice. Did have one young rookie last week injured. By the name of Nicolette Arciano. I don't know if she's studying out today, but she got the Prince Neal over last week. They're really impressing it with how much they want to learn and how much they're actually absorbing it and getting in the game and playing in their rookie years. We've got a couple of returning veterans who retired and then came back, which is Roy Gafford and Val Maraca. Val's a wide receiver / running back, and Joy's a defensive end, defensive tackle. Have come back to kind of teach and lead a little bit. We had a lot of retirees last year, mostly because of
injuries.
I'm looking forward to this year. I really am.
Okay. Tell me about last week's game against the Energy. Like, you obviously won 34-12. What are some things that you saw that were highlights and things that you definitely could see that could improve on?
Being the first game, it took a while for, I think, the offense to kind of get clicking as far as how they were performing, how they were executing. But after they did, it was pretty much a very solid run down the middle of the field, get good yardage, move the sticks, and then punch it in the end zone.
Okay.
The defense really stepped up. Houston is much improved over last year. Everybody right off the bat. They were kind of off their game last year because they are also three-time champions in the old WPFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of rookies. They were almost 80% rookie last year. But they've much improved. They have a really good veteran quarterback in Laura Cantu. And a couple of good running backs, wide receivers. The defense is pretty good and pretty stout. But as with anything with the Diamonds, a lot of times if you just pound the other team, they'll give up yardage, and that's eventually what happens. It was a hard, tough, fought game last week.
Okay.
And it always is between Dallas and Houston because we always call it a blood war. It's just the worst rivalry in the world because we love each other off the field, but you get them between the gridiron, they don't like each other.
No,
at all.
And that's a great thing to have in any sport. What were things that Dallas did to prepare for this week, for this game?
I know they were trying to focus on just their execution and trying to get everything down as much as they could as far as learning their own game plan, not so much preparing for the tribe. I know they looked a lot of last year's videos and video last year's game to see what the tribe might be doing, but you can't really tell from year to year sometimes how things work like that. But basically just getting their own execution down.
Mm-hmm. Great. Anything else you want to share? I mean, the lineups right now, and I don't know if we're going to start early or not, which I know they're going to do the national anthem, but anything else you want to share, and you said that you're really excited about the season, looking forward to it.
I really am. They kind of rededicated themselves last year, being an off year, being defeated in the playoffs with the Boston Militia. They kind of rededicated themselves to establishing themselves as a championship team again.
Weren't you guys undefeated going into that game, if I looked at
the... They have a... I have to count in my head. They have a 17-game regular season win streak
Wow.
right now.
Okay. So this is a big game for both.
For both teams, yeah. And, of course, the Tribe, I was in Round Rock last year watching the Tribe beat Stevens, and they played an awesome game, and they're a great team. But it's going to be two prize fighters going out and just slugging at each other until somebody falls over is pretty much what I expect this game to go.
So what do you think the key will be, like just the offense or defense?
I think it will be the defense for both teams.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay. This should be exciting. Now, are you listening to me on the
I'm listening online, and I've got a system set up here where anybody that can't get it online, I can give updates.
Okay. All right. Well, first, so much for calling in, because I tried to look online and couldn't find a huge amount, so any help you guys give me is much appreciated. But I'm looking forward to announcing the game, and if you want to call in at any time and give me some words at halftime or timeout,
okay.
I will welcome it.
All right.
So, thank you so much, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got the Kansas City Tribe out on the field, the last person, number 95, Tammy Betts, just announced. Great conversation with Robert from Dallas. I really appreciate him calling in and giving me some feedback on Dallas and sorry about, we're going to see how this is going to go with the announcer in the background. I might have to switch it up to my phone. Just give me a text message and let me know how that's going. We're going to do the national anthem here in a little bit. I'm going to take a quick 2-minute break while they're stretching it out, if that's cool. And see if I can kind of reposition myself. Are we good? Nice text, first off. Second, I've had to talk since 25 minutes. No. Your schedule's gone at 5. So I've just been like, luckily some. Hey, folks, I think we're back. Sarah Dirks here announcing the home opener for the Kansas City Tribe against the visiting Dallas Diamonds. The game is off to a little slow start. The Diamonds bus broke down on the way here. But they are here now, and we're ready to go. Both teams out to the center of the field to do the coin toss. We got captains for the number 10, Megan Penrod, 20 Rusty Sours. Number 50, Magdalene Overfuel, and number 44, Lane Anderson. For the Diamonds, we've got 10-year veteran quarterback Monica Foster out there. Get my binoculars out here. Number 82 for the Diamonds, Rachel May. Coin toss. Looks like Kansas City won the toss. They're talking, probably talking about how they lost, how they won last week, 77-0. How Diamonds won 34-12. Both teams are going into this with significant win streaks, regular season, anyways. So it's going to be, like Robert said, just a battle. Two prize fighters going out there, making it happen. Kansas City. I don't know. Diamonds will receive. Kansas City won the toss. Diamonds will receive to start the game off. We're going to have the national anthem. Lots of shaking of hands going on out there. Should be a great game. A lot of excitement. Also going out to the middle of the field, number 24, Alberta Fitchfield-Brideson. We're going to do the national anthem. And Jessica Springer was out there as well. And now we have the national anthem. I'll stop talking. Get this party started. National anthem has been played. The teams have been announced. They're circling up. The refs are on the field. Huge crowd out here today for the season opener, which is very exciting. You have your usual suspects also. And the bleachers. You got some new fans out, which is really exciting. In the background, if you can hear them, which I apologize if you can, but that's Chico Thunder and the Touchdown Band. They're here, they're regular staple here at Center High School in Kansas, Missouri. instead, Dallas is choosing to receive. Kansas City's kicking off. Kicking for Kansas City. Number 45, Amanda Sweeten. And receiving for... Receiving for... That too. Jessica Springer. Receiving for the Diamonds. Everyone's in position. A lot of bouncing around going on. Amanda Sweeten arm down. And the kick. Good 40-yard kick. Jessica Springer catches it at the 10-yard line. 5. 10, and she stops at the 18-yard line. And number 2, Jennifer Marker. Again, rookie Jennifer Marker making a nice season opener impact. I apologize. They are on the 19-yard line. So about a 9-yard run for Jessica. Here, Diamonds are up. Quarterback Monica Foster. Step back. Snap. She passes on, gives it to Jessica, and she stopped at the line and pushed back by the Kansas City Chiefs by number 33, Katie Sowers. Again, rookie Katie Sowers immediately making an impact. So the Kansas City, their offseason prospects, already starting off making... a good impact. So second and about 10. Second and 11. Diamonds are up lining up again. And this time Monica is at the line to receive the snap. Snap. She again passes it on to Jessica. And Jessica actually runs forward and gains about 8 yards. Can't tell who she stopped by. No, it looks like she was stopped by Lane Anderson, number 44 for the Tribe. Again, one of the best defensive linemen the Tribe have. So it's third and about 1, maybe 2, looks like. Good run for Jessica, good start. So far, she already has 18 yards to start out. So, like Robert said, she's a force on the team. You don't want to... I don't know if Kansas City should be letting her have the ball. I'm just saying. Foster at the line again to receive the snap. She gets it, and she sets up the pass, passes it. Oh, it's just a little outside the hands of number 22 for the Diamonds, Britannia Champion. So this will be 4th and 1 for the Diamonds. There's 13 minutes in the quarter so far, just to give you a gauge of time. Britannia goes off. See what they're going to do. Are they going to go for it? First drive. They are on the 29-yard line right now. With 4th and 1. Looks like they're going to go for it. So Monica to receive the long snap. And, it was a punt. I didn't realize she was doing that. She kicked it out of bounds at the 45-yard line. At the Diamond 45-yard line, so Kansas City receiving Barra. Quarterback Jenny Schmidt running out on the field. Number 6, Brittany Fisher is out there. Number 20, Rusty Sowers. Keegan Stewart, number 7, who in the offseason had some rehab done on her knee, but she's an offensive force for Kansas City. Also lined up, number 14, Regan Campbell. And there was a cell phone found, so if you lost your cell phone, you can go and get it at the concession area. Establish the concession stand set up back there. So closest to me, we have Tegan Stewart on the far side. Looks like Rusty Sowers, as if you are on a first-name basis with her. Jenny's in the backfield, ready for the snap. Sets up to throw. Nice pass to Brittany Fisher, complete at the 45-yard line. here. Gain of, looks like 35 yards on that. So right off the bat, Kansas City shows they're a passing team, just like last year. Not changing much up from last year. To Brittany Fisher with that completion, and she gained about 14 yards on that. So we got a first and 10 on the 21-yard line, on the Dallas 21-yard line. Again, Jenny Schmidt set up for the long snap. 12:23 left. She gets it. Nice short pass just out of the hands of Rusty Sauer, so incomplete, brings up second and 10. Rusty just kind of out of reach of her hands, so that doesn't, just minor setback. Also lined up to catch the ball is Fisher and Stewart, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell, four receivers out there in the backfield. You got Megan Penrod, she's a great running back, and just as I thought, she passed it off to Rusty, and she's caught behind the line of scrimmage, loses about a yard, or gains a yard, one of the two. We'll find out in just a minute, let me see. This is why I shouldn't be doing this. I'm just kidding. I'm having a good time. So you're getting third, and hey, they gained like 3 yards. I need to get my eyes checked. So, third and about 7. Jenny in the backfield again for the long snap. We got Penrod, Sauer, Stewart, and Fisher lined up as wide receivers. Here's the snap. Third and 7. She sets up the pass. She's being chased down. And she's running with the ball. And first down. Jenny is pretty fast. She normally doesn't run with the ball, but she just short of the first down. So it's gonna be fourth and inches. She was being chased in that backfield by number 98, Ann Richardson. So Kansas City's actually gonna go ahead and go for that short. Probably about a half a yard, a fourth and a half a yard, it looks like, with 11 minutes left in the quarter. Stewart, Fisher, and Sowers, and then Penrod in the backfield with Jenny. She throws it into the end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown! Reagan Campbell with a touchdown. Great pass by Jenny Schmidt. About a 14-yard pass. So, Kansas City starts out offensively doing what they do best in passing. So the Diamonds are trying to get their bearing straight on the defense. And going for the extra point, kicking is going to be Amanda Sweeten, number 45, for the Tribe. Everybody's lined up. And the snap. Kick is up. And it's good. Is it good? Young man caught that ball. He doesn't play for the Tribe because small boys don't play for the Tribe, but really athletic, awesome girls do. And there was a dude who just did a backflip on the track. It was awesome. You're missing out if you're not here. So if you're listening and you're in Kansas City, come on down to Center High School in the heart of Kansas City. And watch some good football. It's a great afternoon for football. Kansas City will be kicking off again. Amanda Sweet setting the ball up. Okay. Girls on this side. We've got Jessica Springer out there again. And to receive for Dallas. Amanda Sweeten up for the kickoff. There's 11 minutes left. Kansas City up by 7. Here's kickoff. It is caught. No, it's not caught by Jessica. 10, 15, 20, and she stopped on the 45-yard line by Megan Tinrod, and maybe Mindy White. So it was a good 30-yard run. So the Diamonds will be on their own 35, first and 10. Foster at the line. She receives the snap. She passes it off to Jessica Springer, who kicks in for an easy first down, plus about 4 or 5 yards. So good 14-yard run there for Springer. She's brought down by Megan Penrod. Just as much as Kansas City, the passing team, it looks like Dallas' strength is going to be in their running team. So the defense has got to learn to adjust to that. Kansas City on defense. Comes Tegan Stewart, Liz Sowers on the end. In the backfield, you got Rusty Sowers in a safety. Monica Foster attempted to pass it to number 89. Danny Lynn Welniak. It was incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Just was a little bit short of Danny Lynn's hands. She had some good coverage. Also on the line is Jennifer Marker with that opening tackle. Quarterback Mona Foster back at the line. Second and 10 for Dallas. She's the snap, and she throws it back off to Danny Lynn, and who is stopped and hit hard in the backfield by Larissa Gray for the Kansas City Tribe with a loss of about 3 yards. So it brings up third and 13 for the Diamonds. Great stop by the Tribe. Mindy White mentioned that Larissa was one to watch on the defense. She's a quick off the line, and couldn't really fool them. So again, 3rd and 13, 10 minutes left. Kansas City is up by 7. Oh, just to pick up about 4 yards by Jessica Springer. So it brings up 4th and 8. For the Diamonds. Larissa Graves again with the tackle. And so Dallas has a decision to make. 4th and 7.5, 8. Kansas City's having a strong defensive day. So far, so good. But again, it's early, folks. 9 minutes left, 9.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Monica Foster again at the line. She's going to go, it looks like, for 4th and 8. Oh, she goes the pass, and oh, just out of the hand, number 81. Yumika Webb, sorry if I messed up her name. So it's incomplete, so Kansas City takes over at 1st and 10 on their own 48-yard line. Yeah, a large crowd out here. Beautiful afternoon. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Megan Penrod on the line as wide receivers. We got Tegan Stewart, Brittany Fisher, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell. Reagan had that reception in the end zone for the touchdown a little bit ago. So Jenny in the backfield, waiting for the snap. It's up. She sets up to pass, kind of goes off, starts running with the ball. She's being quickly followed and runs out of bounds at the Dallas 45-yard line. So pick up about 5 or 6 yards. So we've got 2nd and 5. A Again, Jenny Schmidt behind the line for the long snap. Megan Finrod right next to her. Sowers and Tegan Stewart on the close end here, close to me, which you don't know where that is, so I don't know why I'm telling you that. Receives the snap. She goes to throw to Tegan Stewart, who just falls out of her hand, so incomplete pass. So, third and five for the Tribe.
I've been in this situation many times, fourth down, third down. I'm sure the Diamonds have been in a situation, pressure situation, and have been able to pull it out. So, let's see if Kansas City can do it again. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Wait for the snap. Sowers and Stewart receiving. Jenny back to throw. She's being pursued, pushed out of the way, and she runs out of bounds. She loses about 3 yards on that. And so it brings up fourth and about 14. Come off the line with Ann Richardson for the Diamonds, and she was kind of pushed out of the way a little bit, but her pursuit was felt by Jenny Schmidt. So it brings up fourth and 14, so we're going to have a punt. Kansas City set the punt. There's a song snap. Punt was by Reagan Campbell, and Jessica Springer with the catch, and she gained 10, about 14 yards on the play. So the Diamonds will pick it up on their own 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10. The dudes with the, what are those things called? The chains. They were doing it wrong. If you could have been here, it was funny. I thought it was hilarious. They were like setting it up the wrong way. It's okay. They fixed it. We're good. So we've got Dallas with 8 minutes left getting the ball back by stopping Kansas City on that run. Monica Foster, 10-year veteran for the Dallas Diamonds in the backfield for the long snap. First and 10. She receives the ball, sets up the pass, throws it, and it is caught by Dani Lynn Welniak, and she goes ahead for another 13 yards. So now they are on the Kansas City 43-yard line. I think I don't even know what I'm talking about. So that was a great. So Kansas City defending the Dallas Diamonds on their own 43-yard line. Monica Foster at the line of scrimmage, ready to receive the snap. Rusty Sowers, safety in the backfield. And Monica keeps the ball, and she gets about 3 or 4 yards. It's like nobody even knew what was going on. And she, that was a quarterback keeper to write down in the books. So about 6 yard gain. Good for her. That's awesome. Second and 4 for the Dallas Diamonds. Kansas City having a hard time stopping the run, it looks like. But like I said, it's early. 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Kansas City is up by 7. Diamonds have the ball on their own 38-yard line. Monica takes the ball, throws it back to Jessica Springer, starts running, and she stops in the backfield. She's brought down by her leg. Stopped by Katie Sowers. Rookie Katie Sowers. So we got there's a little bit of a loss on that one. So Diamonds pick it up on their own 41-yard line. So it's 3rd and 8. Monica Foster, step for the long snap. don't know if that's what you call it. Is that what you call it? Long snap. And snap. And she sets a pass. Throws it in and is caught, but by number 81, Yumiki Webb. And she fell about a yard away from but then she got back up, and so she's there. I don't know what to say. Anyhow, she was not tackled when she caught the ball. She ran for another 2 or 3 yards, and now they're on the Kansas City 32-yard line, 1st and 10, 5 minutes, 48 seconds to go. Kansas City up by 7. Monica Foster at the line for the Diamonds. Carson Towers, safety. Pass it on to Jessica Springer, and she barrels through for a good 4-yard pickup. She's stopped by Jennifer Barker and Lane Amundson for the Kansas City Drive. Eventually, I'll get to know all these names, and I won't just say random people. But that really was Jennifer Barker and Lane Amundson. Diamonds in their huddle. Is there a 25-second clock anywhere? Nope. So I don't know which time, but there's it's 2nd and 7, 4 minutes left. Monica Foster at the line, received the snap. She received it. She passes it off to Jessica Springer, who gets about a yard and a half, 2 yards on that. And she kind of just rolls over Mindy White and Reagan Campbell. So we got about 2nd and 5, 3rd and 5, excuse me, for the Dallas Diamonds. Coming off a great win against Houston last week, 34-12. And like I said earlier, I think they have a 17 regular season win streak, and devastated during the offseason play against Boston. Monica White at the line. Received the snap. She set the pass, throws it in, and about 3 or 4 yards over the head of Danny Lynn Welniak. She was guarded pretty heavily by Tegan Stewart, but the ball was just too far out of reach. So we bring up a 4th and 5 situation. The last time they went for 4th and 8, and they made it. So let's see if they do that again. A lot of times don't see a lot of punting. Apparently not a lot of soccer girls go out for pro football, you know, which is funny since, you know, soccer's called football in most other countries. So Monica Foster at the line, she receives the pass, she keeps it, and she runs through, and she makes the first down. She keeps running, and she picks up another 5 yards on that play. Again, just like before when she kept the ball, it didn't seem like Kansas City knew what to do with her. And she, now it's 1st and 10 at the Kansas City 15. So again, that 4th and 5 gamble paid off. Thought I saw a friend of mine. I was pretty excited. Was not him. So we got 1st and 10 at the Kansas City 15. Monica Foster at the line. Received the snap. Jessica Spring in the background. But Monica up the pass. And it's caught. And I'll tell you who caught it in just a second. By 81, Yumiki Webb. And she was brought down by Tegan Stewart. So it's a complete pass. It's 2nd and 8. And they are at their own 2nd and 3, sorry. They are at their own, 7-yard line? Is that about right? This has been about a 70-yard play for the Diamonds. They just keep coming back, and Kansas City really doesn't have an answer for the pass or the rush. So Monica Foster at the line, 2nd and 2. She carries it again, and she makes it into the end zone. So, oh no, Jessica Springer actually carried that in. It looked like Monica kept it, but she didn't. Jessica Springer with the touchdown for the Diamonds with 3 minutes left in the quarter. They're going to set up for their the kick. Kick is up. Kick is good. So we have a tie game. The kick was by number 80, Emily Tidwell, for the Dallas Diamonds. So we've got a tie game. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Diamonds came back from, this is their third shotgun. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Shotgun formation. Long snap is for a punt. I haven't done this in a while. I'm just here to entertain folks, tell you a little bit about the game going on. The Diamonds are going to be set up to for kickoff. Here in the, to receive is Rusty Sowers and Tegan Stewart. Number 80, Emily Tidwell, just made that field goal, set the kick, and made contact. It's up in the air. Oh, it's Rusty Sowers connects the ball. She, at the 20, she goes ahead and is brought down at the 33. She's brought down by a couple girls from the Diamonds. Brought down by number 89, Danny Lynn Welniak, and number 50, Nikki Bender, for the Diamonds. So Kansas City, first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Jenny is always in the shotgun formation. Just going to use that now so I sound smarter. I'm talking about football. She's got a lot of receivers out there. Got snap is up. She goes pass to Reagan Campbell, who catches it. She's being brought down. That was a great, great pass. About a 25-yard gain. She was brought down by number 17. Oh, by 47, apparently. I can't see. Jennifer Welter, who's a... brought her down. So we've got a first and 10 at the Diamond 45. So again, a great game by Kansas City. Jenny and the shotgun. Got Penrod, Sowers, Stewart, and Fisher. There's a flag on the play. Jenny to pass it, and it's caught, oh, just through the hands of Tegan Stewart, but there is a flag on the play. First penalty. 2 minutes. Illegal motion. Charged to the tribe. 5-yard penalty. The backfield ref, the head ref, threw that at right as Jenny tried to pass it to Megan Penrod in the backfield. So they're going to be a first and 15, or yeah, first down. Let's try this again, folks. First and 15 on the 49-yard line for the Kansas City Tribe. Jenny's shotgun, Penrod right next to her. We got Stewart and Fisher as wide receivers on the far side. And on this side, we've got Campbell and Sowers. Snap. Jenny hands it off to Penrod, who runs through the line. She gains about 4 yards back. So we've got a second 11 situation. Megan Penrod, one of the greater running backs for the Tribe team. She's just, I'd like to call Megan a little spitfire, man. She just can barrel through. She's fast, she's quick. She played soccer at William Jewell College. She's the only one I know anything about in college because she played soccer with my roommate. A little trivia you can write in your journal tonight. Jenny Schmidt in shotgun formation. Snap is up. She goes to pass. Short pass to Reagan Campbell, who just gets out of the line and goes up. And first down, looks like she, Reagan Campbell with the connection, and she gets about 12 yards on that, and it'll be first and 10 at the Kansas City 31-yard line. You know, I was talking to Robert before the game, and he said that defense is going to be the key. Both teams are strong offensive powerhouses. Kansas City with the passing, Jenny Schmidt in the backfield gets the snap. Short pass to Ressie Sauer. She just lets it go right behind her. She just missed it. And so we've got a third and 11 situation, or second and 11 situation for the second 10, because they didn't lose anything. She just didn't catch the ball, which is unfortunate, but they'll recover. Jenny in the backfield again. Shotgun formation, receive the pass, receive the snap, not the pass. Snap is up, and she throws it, short pass again to Reagan Campbell, who just totally takes the helmet off of number 33. Let's look and see. Janice Mitchell. Lost her helmet on that, but she stuck with it, and she brought Reagan down. There's only about a five-yard gain. I've got to give props to Janice. She was hit hard, and she stuck with it. But Reagan did still pick up about 5.5 yards. So third and five situation for Kansas City. Jenny is set to receive the snap. It's good. Pass to Brittany Fisher, who catches it at the 10-yard line. Great gain of about 10 yards. So it's a first and 10 situation. First and goal. They're on their own. They're on the Diamonds, 7-yard line. Campbell, Sowers, Fisher, and Stewart set up to receive. Jenny set to receive the snap. The high snap, she hands it off to Megan Penrod, who barrels in, and oh, she gets to the 1-yard line. Great pick of about 6 yards. She just stretched that body to about the 1-yard line, so we've got a second and goal, second and about 3 feet, folks. Which there's 3 feet in the yard. And we've got a timeout called. Check that. Sarah Dirks is not paying attention, and that is the end of the first quarter. Got a couple minutes here while the teams regroup. Just it's a 7-7 situation. Kansas City has the ball on their own on the Dallas Diamond 1-yard line. And there's. So we're going to move the chain over to the other side. I really should have probably, read a book about, is there a Football for Dummies book out there? I'm sure there is. I mean, I've watched a lot of football. I teach high school and help out with all the football games, so I should know what I'm talking about. But, sometimes I have these moments. Football season's usually over in November. And then we get into basketball and all those sports. All right, so second quarter, 15 minutes going on here. Kansas City on the Dallas Diamond 1-yard line, second and one, second and goal. We've got Marker out here for receiver. Marker Stewart, Sowers, and Campbell. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. She passes it off to, she loses the ball. And Diamonds recover. She was attempting to give it to number 13. Find out who that is. Larissa Graves. She's in the backfield. And somewhere along the line, the ball just fell out of somebody's hand, which, again, very unfortunate for the Tribe. And so the Diamonds, pick it up. Let's see if they can... make this use use this to their advantage? Is that what I would say in that situation? Okay, I apologize for the loudness. The announcers are going on. Okay, so the Diamonds pick up the ball. Monica Foster at the line. She gives it right off to Justice Frey, who just barrels through the line for a 6-yard pickup. And they do not waste any time. She's brought down by Mindy White and Jackie Ray. Oh, pick up a 7, sorry. And so it's 2nd and 3 for the Diamonds. They're going to waste no time trying to get back that touchdown that they lost in the first quarter to Kansas City. Take advantage of Kansas City's fumble on the 1-yard line. Monica Foster at the line. She gives it again to Jessica Springer, who just races through the line for a first down and picks up about 2 beyond that. So another 5-yard pickup for Jessica Springer. So move the chain. It'll be 1st and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So again, a quick pickup of about 15 yards. 14, because they got the ball on the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. So 15 minus 1. Okay. So 1st and 10 at the Diamond 15. Monica Foster at the line. Jessica Springer in the backfield. Hands it off again. It's worked 2 times. It's going to work a 3rd, and she just kind of falls for about 5 yards. And that's actually not Jessica Springer, because you know what happens when you assume, folks. That was actually number 82, Rachel May. Not to be confused with Rachel Ray, who has her own cooking show. Rachel May picked up 5 yards on that, so it's 2nd and 5 for the Diamonds. Really think I should get a job with passes off to Danny Lynn, but she is stopped in the backfield with a loss of about 5 yards. She's stopped by Mindy White, Lane Anderson, and Rusty Sowers. There's kind of a handoff to Danny Lynn Wolniak. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 10 situation. So after that great, you know, run by Rachel May. So loss of 5 on that, so it brings up with a 3rd and 10 situation. It's 12 minutes and 30 seconds in the second quarter left. So if you do the math, 2.5 minutes have gone off the clock. About. The Diamonds are at the line. Monica Foster at the line to receive the snap in the backfield. Number 82, Rachel May. I haven't seen a lot of passing. And so I say it, and so she throws, and it's caught by number 22, Britannia Champion, and she does pick up 5, 6, 6.5. So it's a 4th down in about 4 situation for the Diamonds. I'm going to see if they go for it in this situation. They are on their own 22-yard line. It looks like they're going to punt the ball. The situation. So, in the backfield. It looks like Jordan Rice is in the backfield to punt the ball for the Diamonds. And nice kick about Rusty Sowers to pick up the ball on 45 and... She was kind of clotheslined. She kind of slid into it, and she was brought down by 21. So it'll be a 1st and 10 situation for the Kansas City Tribe at their own 47-yard line. We got Val Maraca as safety for the Diamonds. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield for shotgun. there was a flag on the play. It really looked like either there was a false start or there was an offense. Turn offside, excuse me. So let's see what happens. I would tell you what Jenny kind of handed against Penrod, but there was a flag, so see what the ref has to say on that. It's going to be an offside situation. So there were offside on the diamond. So it brings up a 5-yard penalty. So it'll be first and 5 for the Tribe. Number 46, Jessica Springer. No, she didn't get it. It was number 98. Sorry. Number 98, Ann Richardson, was just caught off up the line a little bit, jumping the gun, getting excited. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with the shotgun. Snap is a little bit high, but she gets it. She carries it, and she throws it off to Megan Penrod, who gains about 3 yards on the play. She kind of ran to the outside and tried to get out of the way, but she was brought down by number 24 for the Diamonds. Really wish they put these rosters in numerical order. That would be Alberta Fitchard-Birdson. Great stop by her, Megan Penrod. So it's a 2nd-and-3 situation for the Tribe. Jay Schmidt in the backfield, lots of wide receivers lined up. She goes to pass, and she carries it. She keeps it because she was being pressured by Rachel May. And so it's no gain on the play. So it's a 3rd-and-3 situation. 10 minutes left in the game. It's 7-7, Kansas City versus the Diamonds. Again, a nice and defensive battle. Their offenses look really, really good, and then just something happens, and the defensive stops. So 3rd-and-3 situation, Jenny Schmidt in the backfield, Megan Penrod right next to her. Fisher, Stewart, Sowers, and Campbell lined up to receive. Goes to pass it, and she passes it. Tegan Stewart connects at the 28-yard line, the 33-yard line for Dallas. Catches it and picks up another 3 yards. And so Kansas City is on their on the Dallas 30-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 10. Jenny hurries to no-huddle offense, gets lined up, and she goes to pass again. She's so calm under pressure. She's being chased by a whole bunch of people, and she picks up about 3 yards and runs out of bounds. She's being pressured by number 10, Angelica Grayson, for the Diamonds. And 2nd down and 4. She's also being pressured by Christy Boyd for Diamonds. They were both chasing her pretty hard. So 2nd and 4, Jenny Schmidt gets the ball, goes to pass. Short pass, way over the head of Rusty Sowers. Could have been intercepted. I think a pressure pass in that situation. I was keeping track of how many times she tried to pass it. Probably off by like 12. But right now it looks like she's attempted to pass it 13 times and connected about 8. And so not bad to start the season off. Last week they went up to Iowa and just and they won by 77-0. Just a really solid offensive game. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. She goes short pass, short just at the feet of Reagan Campbell. And she was being pressured by number 40 for the Diamonds. So we've got a 4th-and-3 situation. It looks like they're going to go for it. Dallas seems to be really having the number on the Kansas City offense. We've got actually in the backfield with Jenny, there's Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod. Jenny the shotgun to get it, and she goes to pass it to Rusty. Nice short pass, and Rusty drops it. She had just held on to it. She might have been able to pick up that first down. She wasn't hit or anything, but number 80, Emily Tidwell, was there to stop Rusty if she had caught the ball. So we got a dropped pass on that situation. So the Diamonds pick it up with a 1st and 10 on their own 25-yard line with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Tie game, 7-7. talking to Robert before the start of the game and just about Dallas's dynasty. They've won 4 world championships, and they're an established team, a veteran team, and Kansas City is a fairly young team, and we've got 2 solid athletic teams. Monica Foster at the line. She gets the snap. She throws it back to number 4, who runs off to the side and gains about 6 yards. So that's Tiffany Hill with the carry. She gained about 7 yards on that. She runs to the far side. So it'll be 2nd and 3. So we've got, hopefully, from what I was told before the game started, this is the game of the week, and why wouldn't it? We've got 2 solid teams. Dallas with this huge dynasty, and Kansas City building a dynasty, it looks like. Or I like to say that, even if it's only 1 win, 1 national world championship. Monica with the ball. She passes again to Tiffany Hill, who just quickly runs through the line. Like, again, is it Dallas's offensive line just stopped Kansas City, and she gained about 10 yards on that run. So they're on their own 45-yard line, 1st and 10. Great run. From way up here, Tiffany looks really tiny. She's about 5'4", according to the roster. And then we got a timeout called by Kansas City with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the quarter. Tie game 7-7. Kind of talking about differences in size, Kansas City and Dallas both seem to be really athletic teams. I know from just talking with a couple of the Kansas City girls, they played sports in college, anywhere from soccer to basketball, and maybe some sophomore along the way. And even some of the girls played for the rugby team here in Kansas City. And then 3 years ago, the Tribe started their season. And like Mindy said, their first game of their first season as the Kansas City Tribe was against Dallas, and in Dallas, and I think it was a wake-up call for the Tribe. Even though they have some athletic girls who love the game, there is when you're going against a dynasty like Dallas, who went on to win the World Championship that year, you're going to have a rough go of it. And so they haven't really met in 2 years. Kansas City did not meet Dallas at all. So timeout's over. 8 minutes and 30 seconds in the second quarter. Tie game 7-7. Kansas City, or Dallas Diamonds, on their own 45-yard line with a 1st and 10 after that great run by Tiffany Hill. She's in the backfield again. Monica Foster at the line. She throws it back to Tiffany, and there's a fumble. And looks like Kansas City might have recovered. Kansas City ball on the 40-yard line. Monica threw that back to number 4, Tiffany Hill, and she just couldn't hold onto the ball. And so there's, it would have been a loss of 40 yards, but Kansas City recovered the ball. So now Kansas City has a chance after that Diamond fumble to make up for their fumble on the 1-yard line. So Kansas City recovers the ball. They are on the Diamond 40-yard line with a 1st and 10 situation. There's 2 footballs on the field. Don't think that's supposed to be the case. Don't need a football for dummies for that one. So we've got Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. We've got Fisher, Stewart, Campbell, and Sowers at the line, or wide receivers. And we've got Megan Penrod in the backfield with Schmidt. And here's the snap. She goes to pass, short pass to Megan Penrod in the backfield. She goes to the line of scrimmage and gains about 1 yard. And so a nice 1-yard pickup. Not a bad start. So we've got a 2nd and 9 situation. Penrod comes off the field. Larissa Graves comes back on. Megan is stopped by the Diamonds on that far side. Jenny with the snap, and she gives it off to Larissa Grace, who runs right through the middle of the line and gains about 6 or 7 yards on that play. It's a great run by the Tribe. Yep, 7-yard pickup, so it'll be a 3rd and 2 situation for Kansas City. And they are on the Dallas 33-yard line with 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Tie game 7-7. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield ready for the the snap. Again, gives it off, hands it off to Larissa Grace, but she has stopped behind the line of scrimmage, so there's fourth and there's no gain on that play. Rusty came around the backside of that. Rusty Sowers came around the backside of that and looked like she might get the handoff, but they gave it to Larissa instead. So bring up a fourth and two, maybe 1 3/4 situation. So Jenny is getting, they're going to go for it. They're so close to the line, and they've been able to stop Dallas the past couple times. They've gotten the ball back, so they're on the Dallas 32. Jenny gets the ball, sets the pass. She's being pursued, and she has to throw it off. And she, her intent was to pass it to Brittany Fisher, but the ball was just a little low, and Brittany was being guarded pretty heavily by Val Maraca, who, talking to Robert before the game, she's one of the veteran players for the Dallas Diamonds. They have 18 rookies this year. But they also had some veterans who retired a couple years ago after that championship and decided they wanted to come back, missed the game, and wanted to win. And that's, Dallas has that legacy of winning, as does the Tribe. So we've got two teams that during the regular season have been unbeaten for a while. So Monica Foster at the line, she gets the snap. She gives it to Tiffany Hill, who is stopped pretty easily by Lane Anderson. But she does pick up about a yard and a half. I correction on that. That was not Tiffany Hill. That was Katie Davis for the Diamonds. Just they're wearing these uniforms, and I can't see their numbers very well. I'm just going to be completely honest with all you out there listening, and I apologize. So Monica Foster again at the line. About to see the snap. She throws it back to Tiffany Hill. She does have it. And Tiffany is stopped hard by one of the Sowers twins. No. Check that. She's stopped by Larissa Gray. She just came through that line and just... And there was a loss of three on the play. So now we've got a 3rd and 12 situation with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. 7-7, Kansas City and Dallas. Game starting off just a little bit late because Dallas's bus broke down, but that didn't seem to stop their momentum. Monica Foster in backfield for shotgun formation, and there's a penalty flag everywhere. There's like five of them. Somebody messed up. I don't know if it was a false start or an offside. Illegal procedure on the Diamond, so a loss of five. So now it'll be a 3rd and 18 situation for Dallas. Puts a little snafu in their plan. So a long 3rd down situation. They've been able to recover pretty well. But Monica is in the shotgun formation. Back there with her are Jessica Springer and Tiffany Hill. So she's about to receive the, she receives the snap. She goes to throw. She fakes. Throws it long. Oh, my gosh. You should see this catch. The catch by number 81, Unique Webb. She was being guarded heavily by number 3, Liz Sowers. And she caught the ball over both and Megan Penrod. So Megan Penrod and Liz Sowers were all over Yumiki Webb from Dallas. And she caught the ball over her head and held on to it. It was just an amazing catch. So that's going to be a 1st down on the 50-yard line. Megan Penrod is down on the field, but she's back up. She's a fighter, but she's limping a little bit. She has to be helped off the field here. Kansas City has suffered a few minor setbacks with some injuries. That knee, that crazy little knee. But it looks like Megan's fighting through the pain, and she'll get looked at by the trainer. So defensively, she won't be on the field, and Kansas City will lose a really tough, fast defender. we'll put some more people out there. We got Jennifer Marker and Rusty Stowers serving to stop Dallas. Monica Foster throwing it back to Jessica Springer, who was brought down hard with a loss of 6 yards by Larissa Graves for Kansas City. I don't know if Jessica was ready for that at all. The past couple times she's had the ball, she's been able to kind of go through the defender, but this time she just, Larissa hit her and was not going to let her go. So she fell down with a loss of 6. So we've got a second situation. With 3 minutes 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Again, tie game, 7-7. Second 15 for Dallas. Monica Foster at the line with Jessica Springer behind her. She hands it off to Jessica, who this time she does get through, and she gains about 4 yards on the play, and she's brought down by Reagan Campbell on that play. She kind of took her legs out from under her, so we got a second 12 situation. We got a third and 12 situation with 3 minutes left in the second quarter for Dallas. I'm sure they would love to go into halftime with a lead. That would really help their momentum. And Kansas City would love to stop them. That would help their momentum. So we've got Monica at the line. She receives the snap, and there's a flag on the play. We'll see what the... Oh, there was no penalty. There was a timeout charge to the Diamonds. Somebody must have said something. Maybe it was miscommunication, or maybe it was just a literally, I would like a timeout. And then somebody threw a flag for some reason, and we're all confused up here in the press box. But we got it figured out. Dallas Diamonds with the timeout. Everybody's discussing what they're going to do in the last 3 minutes of this quarter. Second quarter, 7-7. A huge crowd out here today. And looks like everybody's going back on the field. See a third and 12 situation for Dallas. They're in the huddle trying to figure out what they're going to do. They're going to line back up. Got a lot going on out here. 3 minutes left. 7-7. Dallas Diamonds, Kansas City Tribe. Two strong powerhouses in the IWFL, the Western Conference. Monica Foster at the line. She receives the snap, throws it back to Jessica Springer, who goes to throw it, throws it long, and, oh, it's caught! Wow, a little sneak attack. And it's caught by 89 and Danny Lynn Welniak. That was just a sneak attack, if you ask me. Should be illegal, but it's not. Now, Dallas Diamonds just totally caught Kansas City off guard. Rusty Sowers just was guarding Danny Lynn, and Danny Lynn just kind of sprinted faster, and they end up with a touchdown. Dallas now ahead 13-7 with 2 minutes 40 seconds. They came out of timeout with a great plan, and they made it happen. So we got number 80, Emily Tidwell, lined up for the extra point. Kansas City's going to... I'm going to really have to think about how they're going to answer that. So there's a snap. Kick is up. And kick is good. So Dallas, with that great trick play, Jessica Springer, throwing the ball to number 89, Danny Lynn Welniak, for about a 45-yard gain. In a Dallas Diamond touchdown, 14-7, Dallas. So now Diamonds are going to kick off with 2 minutes 48 seconds left in the half. Great game so far. I know that Mitty White, like I said, was talking before the game via email about her expectations. She's really excited. Here we got the kick. The kick is up. And it's over Rusty Sowers' head. And she kicks the ball back into the end zone. And she picks it up, and she runs. And she gains about 10, 15, 20, 25. She's breaking free, 38 yards. Run by Rusty Sowers. What had happened is the ball went over her head. She was going to get it around the 8-yard line, and she ended up kicking it into the end zone. And she picked it up and ran for 38 yards. So great recovery from that that minor setback. So Kansas City is on their own 38-yard line, and with 2 minutes 34 seconds left, Dallas up 14-7. Got Jenny talking to her offensive coordinators over there, trying to figure out what's going on. Now they're playing some good football here, some good defensive games going on. You know, whenever anything is scored, it's just been one of those, you know, out of nowhere plays or running through the line. Jenny gives it to Larissa Graves, who runs and picks up about 4 yards on that. She's brought down by number 47. Jennifer Welter for Dallas Diamonds. So second and six, 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the half. Jenny set up again. Larissa Graves in the backfield's with her. Megan Penrod looks like she's getting her ankle taped up by their trainer. If she's out, it's gonna be quite a loss. Oh, we've got the ref blew a whistle. There's no flags on the place. Let's see what's going on. Maybe there's two-minute warning. I need to look at a clock before I start talking. So we got 2 minute warning. As I said earlier, you know, talking with Mindy White and you know, the rookies, I think for both teams are looking to hopefully make an impact. But right now we're seeing that the veterans are really doing their job and coming out for both teams, picking back up where they left off. And I think Dallas is probably looking at the team right now and having 18 rookies, but gosh, they don't look like they have 18 rookies. You know, just seeing how strong their offenses have been, being able to stop Kansas City on some major plays. And with 2 minutes left in this half, maybe they'll be able to stop them again. But Kansas City, don't count them out. They've got a lot going for them. So it's 2 minutes left in the second quarter, 14-7 Dallas. Jenny Schmidt for the Tribe in the shotgun formation with Larissa Graves right next to her. We got Stewart. We got Jennifer Marker there. There's the snap. She goes back to pass. She's being pursued by Tidwell, Emily Tidwell. She runs with the ball, and she gets the first down. She runs out of bounds at the 50-yard line on the far side. So a good pickup of about 8 yards there. Jenny catches. It's about the third or fourth time that Jenny's held onto the ball. She's been pursued pretty hardcore by the linemen for Dallas. And so she's got a first down situation, first and 10, with 1 minute, 53 seconds left. She's in the shotgun formation. And there's flags as the snap is being thrown off, so it could be look like there's some movement on the line. Yep, false start. Yeah, that's what I thought. There's some movement on the line for Kansas City, so that kind of is a bummer after that nice little run by Jenny, 5 yards on a penalty this close to the end of the quarter, trying to pick back up the momentum that Dallas just stole from them with that pass into the end zone from Springer to Welniak. Jenny with the snap. She fumbles it a little bit. There's another flag on the play. I feel like I'm in a high school game and they're like yelling, let him play. Like, if there's a penalty, there's a penalty. There's nothing we can do about it. There's only been 4. Again, another legal procedure, another false start for Kansas City. That's 3 penalties for Kansas City for 15 yards to the Dallas Diamonds 1 penalty. But that again hurts. Now we've got a 1st-and-20 situation with 1 minute 45 seconds left in the quarter. To recover from that is going to be rough. So let's see if Jenny Schmidt can answer that. It looks like, you know, watching this game, Dallas has really got the passing game under control. Their defense has been able to stop Kansas City. And there's been some drop passes. But we've got Jennifer Marker, Tegan Stewart, Reagan Campbell, and Rusty Sowers in the wide receiver position. We've got Larissa Graves in the backfield with Jenny Schmidt. There's a lot of talk going on. I don't know. Oh, they had to reset the clock. I'm sorry. They had taken 4 seconds off on that penalty. So they reset the clock. 1 minute, 49 seconds left. Dallas up by 7, 14-7. Jenny with a snap. Good snap. She goes to throw it. She gets over the head of Rusty Sowers, and Rusty is being pursued by number 47, Jennifer Welter. Before the game, Robert said that Jennifer was one of their better and faster defensive members. So let's see if Kansas City can answer that. A 2nd-and-20 situation, 1 minute 45 seconds on the clock. Dallas being loud. I mean, they have a small contingent of people here, but they're being loud with their defensive chant. And they're surrounded by Kansas City. So let's see how that works out. Kansas City kind of quiet. Jenny goes to throw it. Caught by Tegan Stewart, who turns around, and she is just pummeled hard by number 24 for Dallas, Alberta, Fitcher Bryson. So we've got a 3rd-and-20 situation with 1 minute 20 left. There's some air horns. It's annoying. So there goes Jenny. So pass it, long pass, and it's just way over the head. Tegan Stewart was not even ready. She's being pressured in the backfield. Jenny Schmidt is being pressured in the backfield by number 89. Oh, no. By number 98, excuse me, Ben Richardson, who you've been watching the game, which you probably are not if you're listening to it on your computer, but I'm watching the game, and Ann Richardson has just been she's been chasing after Jenny Schmidt. So we got a punt situation. We got Reagan Campbell in the backfield on the 25-yard line to receive the long snap for the punt, and she drops it. She drops it, and she recovers it. Again, Ann Richardson, she just fast off the line. And wasn't she the governor of Texas at one time? She's the first female governor. Probably not this Ann Richardson. Probably different Ann Richardson. But I knew that name sounded familiar. Look at me with my useless facts. So Dallas, we're going to recover that after, again, the fumble by Kansas City. This is a great chance for Dallas to go into the half with a 2-touchdown or maybe even a field goal lead. So we've got 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the 2nd quarter. Dallas up 14-7 against Kansas City, the defending world champions. Last year, Kansas City did not play Dallas at all. This is the first time they've seen each other in a long time. So we've got Monica Foster, veteran, 10-year veteran for Dallas at the line. Let's receive the snap. We've got Sandy Lynn in the backfield. She goes to throw the ball. Nice throw. It is intercepted by Megan Penrod coming off of an ankle injury. She carries it 10, 15. She carries it 10 yards, and she's hit out of bounds. There's a flag on the play. It's going to be a late hit. She was hit by number 87, Amanda Hillman. Megan Penrod was running out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and Hillman just kind of came out of nowhere and hit her a little bit more. Not a lot, but just enough that it was a late hit. So we got a nice penalty, a good break for Kansas City. So then we got the interception by Megan Penrod, who came off the bench with a little bit of an ankle injury. It's all wrapped up, and apparently she's ready to go. So Jenny Schmidt have another chance. The 1st-and-10 situation at the Kansas City 45-yard line with exactly 1 minute left to go, and Dallas up by 7. Jenny Schmidt ready for the snap. We've got about 4 wide receivers. There goes Jenny stepping back. There's a throw, and it's intercepted by Dallas. See who intercepted that. Number 24. It was intended for Tegan Stewart, and it was intercepted by Alberta Richard Bryson, who's said her name a couple times. She's been guarding the Tribe really well. So, you know, Kansas City had this break, and then they throw the ball away with 52 seconds left in the second quarter. An unfortunate thing. Hoping that maybe they can stop Dallas right here with 52 seconds left so they don't go into halftime with too much of a deficit. So Dallas at the line, ready to go with a first and 10 situation on their own 46-yard line. Heading into the sun. Monica Foster at the line. She gets the snap. She hands it off to Jessica Springer, who runs and gains about 6 yards, and she was brought down by several Tribe members, but led by Mindy White and Liz Sowers. And so it'll be a second and four situation. Jessica would not let go. She wouldn't let anybody bring her down, and so it took about 3 or 4 Tribe members to do that, but she was definitely led by, brought down by Mindy White, Lane Anderson, and Liz Sowers. And there's a flag on the play. I don't know what that was for. We've got unsportsmanlike conduct by Dallas. I was not on the field, so I don't know what that was about, but that's going to be a huge penalty to end the half with. So that's a 15-yard penalty. So they're going to, you know, they have this nice 6-yard run, and now they're like going back pretty far. So they're on their own 37-yard line. Something must have been said because there's no Tribe members close by, and just said too close to a referee. So that's a big penalty for Dallas. So the 20 seconds left in the second quarter, a 2nd and 18 situation for Dallas. So we'll see if they just hold on to the ball or they knee, if they kneel down. Monica Foster, and she does kneel. To take time off the clock, which the clock hasn't even moved. So, there it goes. And so I'm going to assume they're gonna end the first half there. So at the end of the first half, Dallas 14, Kansas City 7. This has been a hard-fought game for both teams. And if we can take a break for halftime, there is a – I'll tell you in a minute. Don't go away. I'll tell you how many minutes the halftime is. I can't remember if it's 10 minutes or 15, but there's a halftime situation. Everyone's making a mass exodus for the concession stand, the bathroom, the parking lot, who knows. So there's a 15-minute halftime, and now there's 14 minutes and 53 seconds left to go, so we're going to take a quick break. This is the IWFL. Game against Dallas Diamonds and Kansas City Tribe, 14-7. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Well, I'd hope to walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
Hey, folks. Sarah Dirk's back doing the play-by-play for the Kansas City Tribe versus the Dallas Diamonds game. There's a minute, 30 seconds left in halftime. About to start the third quarter. Dallas is up 14-7 over the Kansas City Tribe. I don't know, is you guys can hear me. Let's see. Oops, I got a text message. Let's see here. Sure, go ahead and unmute Robert. We'll talk real quick before kickoff. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's shaping up pretty much exactly like I thought it would.
Okay.
Pretty much a defensive struggle. I'm going to give you the correct pronunciation. It's Brideson.
Okay, thank you.
B-R-Y-D. Yeah, Alberta.
So like
Fisher
a bride
Brideson.
And then sin. Okay.
Yeah. It's shaping up kind of like I thought it was going to be. It was going to be a defensive struggle, I figured, pretty much from the offset. One of the things that's always amazed me about the Dallas Diamonds is they tend to adapt pretty quickly to what the defense is giving them.
Okay. And they seem to do that. Like, they, you know, with that last play for that touchdown, kind of came out of nowhere. And it was a good play.
I'm going to ask you, how many All-USA team members does Kansas City have?
I'm not really sure. I know Jenny Schmidt and Rusty Sowers and Lane Amundson are on that team. And I know Brittany Fisher was invited. So I would say about four or five.
Okay, well, there are seven Diamonds going to sleep.
Okay, and I asked beforehand, and I should have checked. Seven Diamonds on the USA team. I know that Jessica Springer is one of those. Is Monica Foster
Jessica
as well?
Jessica Springer is one of them. Emily Kidwell, Alberta Fisher-Brightson, Ian Richardson on defense, Jen Welter, Danilyn Walniak, and Tiffany Button. Tiffany Button's inactive because of an injury.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's
Kansas City with the kickoff.
But, yeah, it's going just about what I expected it to be. So.
Yeah, and those names, all the names you just said are the ones I've been saying the most and been making the plays happen.
The rookies are really surprising me. Tiffany Hill, number four, the running back, is a rookie this year.
Okay.
Which, as you mentioned, the little short, quick running back. Yeah.
She is. She looks tiny, but she's been barreling through. Kansas City did just kick off, and the Diamonds are going to pick up on the first and 10 at the 35-yard line. And there is a – we'll see how that goes. Thoughts on Jessica's performance so far? She's been able to really get through the line pretty well.
She's always been one of those – it's kind of a start and stop in the first half. She'll pick it up in the second half a little bit and start really getting into the rhythm of it. Same way with the rest of the offense. Our offense really doesn't get into a rhythm until the first half is out of the way, and then they'll start seeing what the defense is going to give them and start cooking a little bit.
So right there, rookie Tiffany Hill with the run, and she ran out of bounds, and it looks like Jennifer Marker from the Tribe might have had a late hit on that. So we'll see. There was a flag on the play. But that was Tiffany just kind of started running towards the near side and kind of ran away from about three or four Tribe players and eventually was brought ran herself out of bounds and kind of pushed out of bounds by Jennifer Marker. But there is a flag, so we'll see if that sticks or not. There was an illegal block charge to the Diamonds. So it'll be second and 11. I guess they kind of... What are your thoughts on penalties and rushing versus passing? Is that pretty normal for
Not
for
as many penalties
Diamonds?
As I would have expected. Again,
okay.
We have a lot of rookies, but they seem to be playing up to their expectations. They've been drilled now that their expectations are pretty high with this team. Running versus passing, yeah, it's pretty balanced. And I expect Kansas City to be pretty balanced, too. Kansas City leaning more toward the pass.
Yeah, they've been throwing it a lot. Monica's at the line again. Monica Foster at the line. Looks like Jessica might be in the backfield. Nope. And she passes it off to Tiffany Hill, who is stopped by Reagan Campbell at the line. We only have an hour left on, unfortunately, so hopefully the game will go by. The game's going by really fast, which is really good. It's a third and 10 situation. But, Robert, if you have anything else, we'll just go ahead and keep going and maybe hear in a little bit before the end of the game.
Okay.
We can talk again if you have anything you want to share, depending on what the score is. You know, I might be a little depressed. I don't
know.
But thank you so much for calling in again and talking about your rookies and with pronunciations. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay. Talk
to you
later.
Bye.
Okay. We've got a throw by Monica Foster. She threw it to the 48-yard line for the Diamonds, and that was caught. I think it was Emily Tidwell who caught that pass. Rusty Sauer brought her down, and that was a good 20-yard gain, especially after that third and 10 situation. The Diamonds found themselves in after that penalty and then the run out of bounds. So they are at a first and 10 on their own, or is that the Kansas City 48-yard line? Going through the line, Monica hands the ball off. And she stopped. You couldn't tell, I'm sorry. Oh, Tiffany Hill with the carry on that. She had a good 5-yard, 4-yard, 3-yard gain. Apparently I can't count. She was stopped by Magdalene and Lane Anderson. One of the things I am noticing about Kansas City today is they seem kind of sluggish. I don't know if it's the heat, but it does look like Dallas has a lot more energy on the field right now. The momentum has definitely shifted towards them with the end of that quarter. But it's hurting Dallas, Kansas City a little bit, so maybe they can get pumped up in the next two quarters. Who carries the ball? Monica passed that off to Rachel May, and she had a pickup of about 5, so we've got a 3rd-and-1 situation for Dallas Diamonds. They're on the 40-yard line, heading towards the upright, their own 40-yard line. So Monica Foster at the line received the snap. And there's a whistle on the play, a stop of play. You know, one of the things I have also noticed about Dallas is, Robert mentioned that their defense has been able to adapt. Their offense has been able to adapt to the defense, and that's been the case the whole first half is whatever Kansas City threw at them, Dallas was able to answer after that first couple plays. But it has been a pretty solid defensive game. There is an illegal motion on the Dallas line, so we got a 5-yard penalty. We got a 3rd-and-6 situation with 11 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Dallas again up by 14. It's interesting that the Kansas City averages about 38 points a game, and Dallas last year, anyways, averaged 42 points a game. So we got two high-scoring teams being stopped with a 14-7. Monica Foster throws it out to Tiffany Hill, who is thrown about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage by Larissa Graves. And so we've got a 4th-and-13 situation. Tiffany just couldn't even get beyond her own defenders, and Larissa stopped her and pulled her down. So it's a good stop. So we got a 12 situation with 10 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. The sun's starting to come down, so the weather's starting to get a little cooler, but it's still just a great, beautiful day here in Kansas City at Center High School. We got Kansas City doing the defensive chant, so the crowd's trying to get into the game. Oh, if you'd like the AccuWeather, it's 73 degrees outside, partly sunny. There's a punt over Rusty Sauer's head. She's going to let it go, and it falls in out of bounds at the 23-yard line. So Kansas City will recover the ball on their own 23-yard line. Rusty didn't want another situation where she's kicking the ball back 8 yards. But she did recover from that, so we're just going to go ahead and not bring up things that have happened in the past. That ruins all relationships, folks, bringing up the past. That's what I learned this week. So we got Kansas City at their own 23-yard line, first and 10, 10 minutes, 13 seconds left in the third quarter. We got Larissa Graves in the backfield with Jenny Schmidt. We got Sowers. I can't even see numbers at this point. Sowers is one of the wide receivers. And so you got Jenny taking the snap. She fakes the throw to her left. She goes to throw it, and it's knocked down by number 85 for the Diamond, Christy Boyd. There's a guy outside the window here just screaming, "Throw it!" And it was really unnerving. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared. But so we've got a second 10 situation. You know, Jenny started out the game with just some solid passing, and the Diamonds have been able to knock down. So we've got a penalty on the Diamonds. You know, Robert and I were talking about that there wasn't as many penalties. But we started out the half with some pretty big ones for the Diamonds. So we've got a first and 10 situation at the 33-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Lester Graves right next to her. We've got Reagan Campbell and Rusty Sowers on the near side. And somebody just ran through the line. I don't even know if there was... Was that a play? Apparently there was a play. It looked like everything was in slow motion, folks. Not going to lie. Number 98 Aaron, she ran through the line. It didn't even look like the ball had been snapped. And Jenny ran with the ball. So we've got a situation where it's a second and a three, second down with 3 yards. I wish I could, you know, back it up for you and explain what happened, but I was kind of confused myself. So we got a second three situation on the Kansas City 46-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield, ready to receive the pass in shotgun formation. Oh, and it looks like she threw the ball, and Rusty Sowers catches the ball on the 48-yard line. But there was a flag on the play. It looked like Tegan Stewart might have actually crossed the line. A lot of it, you know, they're excited, they're nervous, whatever. It was a big game. And so the play went on. Great catch by Rusty. But we got a legal motion by the Tribe. So a 5-yard penalty, replay the down. So second down and 6 situation for Kansas City to take back that pass and put the flags away. We got Jennifer Marker, Brittany Fisher, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell at the line to receive. Got a question of setting up, I think. The clock has been stopped at 9:36. You know, starting off this half with so many flags is, I think, really going to kill the momentum of the of both teams. So who can really pick it up and start playing cleaner ball? That's what we have to see. After a half, you shouldn't be jumping off the line like that. That's just my opinion. I don't play football. I'm too fragile for that. I mentioned that last time I did this. I've got sensitive bones. Jenny Schmidt to receive the snap. Larissa Gabe, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell on the near side. She goes back to pass. She's being pursued pretty heavily by Ann Richardson. She carries the ball. She starts running, and she's hit with a game of about 3. She was hit by Emily Tidwell. Robert mentioned earlier that Emily was one of those 7 members of the Diamond team that the USA national team. That's an awesome honor. She's mentioned her name a lot. She's a great defensive player. She's also been doing some of the kicking for the Diamonds. So we've got a 3rd-and-2 situation with 8 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Larissa Graves right next to her. We got Sowers and Campbell on the near side. She gives it off to Larissa, and she's hit, but she barrels through. She's running. She's gained 5, 10, 20. She's running hard. She's being dragged down, and she gains 30 yards. She's at their at the Diamond 21-yard line, and she was brought down. Great run by Larissa Graves. She just went through the line, and every time she was hit, it looked like she was brought down by Patricia Green Wade, possibly. There was a 4 in that girl's number. So, great run. So we got a 1st and 10 at 22. JD goes back to pass. And it goes right through Rusty Sauer's hand. Again, that's a situation where I'm looking at the field, and people are just standing around as if they didn't know the play had started. That doesn't always bode well for either team. So we've got a 2nd and 10 situation on the Diamonds' 22-yard line. Last year saw Jenny Schmidt work under a lot of pressure. We've got Brittany Fisher and Jennifer Marker on the far side. We got Rusty Sauers and Reagan Campbell on the near side. Snap is out. Short pass off the side of Larissa Graves, who runs through and catches. She's stopped by number 10. Angelica Grayson for the Diamonds for about a pickup of 2. So we got a 3rd down situation. Apparently there was no pickup. I apologize. So we got a 3rd and 10 situation on the Diamond 22 with 7 minutes 40 seconds to go. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with a pass. See what she comes up with here, whether it's a pass or a handoff to Larissa, who's been able to run through the line. Jenny, a short pass to Reagan Campbell, who runs 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Touchdown, Reagan Campbell. Nice short 5-yard pass to Reagan Campbell right in the middle of the field. Jenny was being pursued. I don't think she knew that she had someone running at her on the back. And she just had a nice, easy throw right to the middle to Reagan Campbell. So touchdown Kansas City with 7 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. We've got Amanda Sweeten. We've got Brittany Fisher actually taking the snap, and Amanda Sweeten going for the field goal. And just a reminder, folks, that at 8 o'clock, we got a fake on that. So Brittany throws it. Oh, there's a fake. They were going to go for a 2-point conversion to take the lead. Brittany Fisher picked up the ball and threw it to Tegan Stewart in the corner of the end zone, and Tegan just couldn't get a hold of the ball. So the score is 13-14. Dallas is ahead with 7 minutes 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. I want to thank everyone who's listening today. Hopefully you're understanding some of what I'm saying. One of these days, women's football might be on TV. That'll be awesome. It'd be really great for both these teams you recognize. I don't know how it is down in Dallas, but like even today, the Kansas City Wizards and the Kansas City Royals had games. And my English teacher friend was correcting me on my grammar, and I have a feeling that we're going to be fighting later on. That's fighting words. Now she corrected me that it's not grammar that she's correcting me on. It's how I should say the score. So we got 14 for Dallas, 13 for Kansas City. Amanda Sweeten for the kickoff. She kicks it. It's over the head, and it bounces back to number 32 for Dallas. I don't think she was ready for that. Number 32, Tiffany Meyer, gets the ball at their 34-yard line, turns around and runs for about 4 yards. So they are on their own 26-yard line, and then she ran into the 31-yard line. So it's a 1st and 10 situation for the Diamonds. They are up 14-13. We haven't seen a lot from the rookies on the Kansas City team. Would love to see them kind of making some plays. But again, like Robert and I have been talking about before the game at halftime, it's been just a great defensive matchup, low-scoring game, which was expected. But Dallas is still up. Monica Foster with a fake pass on her right side. Then she carries the ball. She holds it, and she's brought down by number 57 for the Tribe, Brittany Jacobs. But that's not – she gained about – 8 yards on that play. She just didn't see an open lady, and so she ran it, and Jacobs pulled her down in the middle of the field. So we've got a second and two situation with 6 minutes, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. I know that the Kansas City really needs to get their A game on the defense going up, because Monica Foster and the rest of the offense has really been answering anything that the Kansas City's been throwing at them. And so we've got Leslie Sowers and Jennifer Marker back there. Looks like Monica Foster carried the ball once again with another 6-yard pickup. So, again, she carried the ball a couple times, just like Jenny Schmidt from Kansas City, and been able to really just go through the line. While Jenny goes on the outside, Monica she decides that she's going to run through. And I think a lot of that just comes from experience. She's been playing the game for 10 years. She's won 4 national and world championships. And she has a lot of confidence when it comes to carrying the ball. So they are a 1st-and-10 situation on their own 49-yard line. Monica Foster at the line to receive the snap. Throws it back to Tiffany Hill, who goes off to her right, but then she comes back around, and she's brought down just behind the line of scrimmage by number 4, it is Tierra Burns for the Kansas City Tribes. So looks like a loss of about a yard. So we got a 2nd-and-11 situation for the Diamonds. There's a guy upstairs announcing the game, and I just want you to know this is one of the first times that I've called the play before he has. So I've been cheating, and I've been listening to him half the time. I'm just kidding. I know what I'm doing. So we've got a 2nd-and-11 situation. I'm just trying to give you some football and some humor all at the same time. I'm no John Madden. I know that. I'm not making video games, folks. I'm just talking about. We got a 2nd-and-11 situation on their own 47. Snap back, far back to Monica Foster. He just kind of throws it up haphazardly. And the pass was intended for number 81, Miki Webb, and it was knocked down by Liz Sowers and Jennifer Marker. Again, Liz, that's Sowers twins. This is their first year coming from Western Michigan. They played for the Mayhem. Two solid additions to the team. Jennifer Marker was also there for coverage on Omiki. She got a 3rd-and-11 situation with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. They're on their own 47. A much cleaner play in the last couple downs for both Kansas City and Dallas. So Monica at the line with a snap. She fakes it, and she throws it ahead of her, and she throws it to Danny Lynn Welniak, but it was just a little bit over Danny Lynn's head, and she wasn't able to recover and turn around and catch that ball. So good coverage by the Tribe there. And so we've got a 4th-and-12 situation. It looks like they're bringing out their punting team, which, if I remember correctly, their punter is it Emily Tidwell again? No, we've got somebody else back there, it looks like. Can't tell. Her numbers are on their back, and I'm looking at her side. But there's going to be a long snap to Dallas. Good snap. Nice high punt, but it's pretty short. It only goes about 30 yards, but nice little bounce. And it's on the Kansas City 31-yard line. Rusty lets it go. Deacon Stewart lets it go. So they're going to Kansas City's going to start their offensive run at their 31-yard line, 1st-and-10, with 4 minutes, 50 seconds to go. Kansas City against Dallas. Dallas up 14-13. Good crowd out here. It's not as loud as I'm used to, I'm not going to lie. Apparently someone's wearing an Eddie George jersey. I don't even know who that is. I'm just kidding. That's a lie. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield to receive the snap with Larissa Graves right next to her. A couple wide receivers ready to go. She passes it off to Larissa Graves, and Larissa goes to the outside, and she barrels through for about a 5-yard gain. Goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So we got a second and four situation. She gained about six on that. So good solid run by Larissa. She's another one that Mindy White talked about before the game even started. We've been talking about who are you looking forward to seeing. Oops, sorry about that air horn. We've been looking forward to seeing Larissa, and she's been a playmaker today. She's really seen a lot of yards from her, so that's really exciting. So we got Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Larissa again right next to her. Three wide receivers on the near side, one on the far. Snap is up, and Jenny steps back to pass. Well-guarded short pass to Jennifer Marker, who catches it on the 50. Blitzy runs about 10 yards. There was a... Jennifer Marker ran about 10 yards, but there is a holding call on Kansas City, which is, again, unfortunate. You know, they get these situations where so they have to go back 10 yards. Kansas City had this great first down situation, and they have a holding call. So we've got the ball going back to the line of scrimmage minus a few yards. 4 minutes, 17 seconds left in the third quarter. So we've got a second and 12 situation for Kansas City. So they redo the play. That was a great pass to Jennifer Marker around the middle. She was just wide open and was able to run for an extra 10 yards. And it really stinks when stuff like that has to come back. So, I should stop talking about penalties because every time I talk about it, something happens. It's kind of like a jinx. It's kind of like the Sports Illustrated cover jinx. You know, let's just put Dallas on the cover of Sports Illustrated and maybe, I'm just kidding, that's rude. Kansas City, second 12 situation on their 30-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Larissa Graves. Two receivers on each side. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Lots and lots of noise. Nice short pass to Larissa Graves, who catches it and goes and makes about a 2-yard gain. 3-yard gain. So we've got a 3rd and 10 situation for Kansas City. I don't see how they can recover. You know, Dallas is really covering those wide receivers really well, and they're not able to get open enough to really catch those passes. And then in a few situations, Kansas City's had some really great passes just gone right through the hands of the receivers. You know, we just need to put a little sticky stuff on their hands, which I think is illegal. I'm not really sure, but they wear those gloves. Those gloves should be sticky. I don't know. Again, I don't play football. I watch it. It's better that way for everyone. So Jay Schmidt gets the snap, goes back to throw, passes the rest out, she catches it. And did she make the first down? It was a great catch on the 41-yard line. She was stopped by number 20, Val Morocco. And so we might have a 4-1 situation for Kansas City. But I don't think they're going to measure it. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Chain gang's been, they were moved to this side, which is good for me because I can see them a little better. Timeout is going to, the officials are going to bring the chain gang out. So maybe they're not. There's some hugging going on. I have no idea. Oh, there. Okay, there we go. Chain gang's coming out to measure. The first one, they always trip Keegan Stewart and the head judge. And let's see, do they get the first down? Oh, no, it looks, they are about a foot short. So we got a 4th and a foot with 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. 14-13, Dallas is ahead. Kansas City is on their own 41-yard line. So no one watching this team just for the past three quarters, I have a feeling that they're going to go for it. Why not? So, Brian, they're not going to go for it. I, again, should stop talking. I don't know what you're going to, you people probably think I'm an idiot. Breaking cables in the backfield with the punt. I don't know what's going on. Okay, Kansas City's actually going to punt. So, Reagan Campbell in the backfield for the punt. Long snap, good snap. Kick is up, good long kick. Let's see how far it rolls. Hopefully it rolls far for Kansas City, and Rusty Sowers catches it on the Dallas 22-yard line. And so that's where Dallas will pick it up. It's a 38-yard punt for Reagan. Which I'm not going to lie, I was very surprised that they went for it. Because they've gone for every other fourth down. I mean, seriously. I guess you got to keep everyone on their toes, right? So Kansas City's probably just trying to regroup, figure out what they're going to do. The band is down there doing their thing. It's very distracting, not going to lie. So Dallas, at their own 23-yard line, they're up 14-13 against Kansas City with 2 minutes, 37 seconds left in the third quarter. I don't know. See how we got Monica Foster at the line. I'm ready to receive the snap. And she carries it, but she stopped beyond the line of scrimmage. There was a flag on the play. She's pushed out of bounds by number 13, Larissa Graves, with a little bit of help from Lane Anderson. So we'll see what the flag is. The penalty will be waved off. So we got a second down and 10 situation for Dallas with 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. They're going to go back up to the line of scrimmage. Monica Foster at the line. And the time is stopped again. There's a timeout called by Dallas with 2 minutes, 7 seconds left to go. My assumption, I'm not a coach nor a player. We've talked about this several times. By the way, a friend of mine told me that is it Joe Namath or Theismann wrote that book, Football for Idiots, and I don't think that they're idiots, so they really know what they're talking about, so they'd be writing some good info about the football, for those of you who don't know the game. But we got a timeout with 2 minutes. Dallas, I'm going to assume, really wants to carry the momentum into the fourth quarter. I think they started out really strong, and then setbacks with a few of those penalties. Kansas City has also had, even after that touchdown and the missed two-point conversion, really needs to hold them here. This is a really important stop. I know there's 15 minutes left in the game beyond this quarter, but I think this should be a really important stop for Kansas City so they can kind of go into that fourth quarter with an even momentum. We got the wave going out here. It's really exciting. So there we are, Monica Foster at the line, second 10 situation at their own 23-yard line, 2 minutes, 7 seconds. She holds it, short pass to Tiffany Hill, who catches it, and she breaks through a tackle. She breaks through, like, 3 tackles. This girl is, like, on fire. I mean, I'm not kidding. She's like 5'2". She broke through a tackle by Reagan Stewart, and then Lane Anderson eventually brought her down, so it's a nice 10-yard, 8-yard, 9, 10. Okay, it's a first down. Okay. Did you like how I, like, added that up? 10, 8, 9. But that was a good 10-yard run by Tiffany Hill, who I talked about. She's their rookie for Dallas. So we got a first and 10 situation on the 34-yard line with 1 minute, 42 seconds to go. Dallas up 14-13. Monica Foster with the snap, passes it off to Jessica Springer, who bounces off the line but kind of rolls to her left and then picks up another 4 or 5 yards on that run right through the middle. Let's see, it looks like Lane Anderson and Magdalene Overfield, stopper. So 1 minute, 8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Let's see if Dallas can get one more playoff and get that first down and go into the fourth quarter. Second and 5 situation, second and 4 situation with 55 seconds to go. They're at their own 39-yard line. Monica Foster carries the ball and runs right through and gets a first down pretty easily. And is stopped by Mindy White and Reagan Campbell. So we've got a first down on their own 45-yard line with 44 seconds to go, just enough time to move the chains. You know, Monica, it just, her experience is showing. I've watched a lot of football that the tribe is playing, and Monica's been probably one of the most strategic and probably one of the best quarterbacks that I've seen play in a long time. Jenny's a great passer, but Monica's got a great look to her, and she throws the ball in the backfield to Dani Lynn Welniak, and she's thrown out of bounds by a few tribe members, Mindy White, Magdalene Ogopil, and Lane Anderson in there. So it's a good pickup of about 7.5, 8 yards. So second and 3 with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. And they're just going down the field. They picked up about 50 yards. There's a clock has stopped. Oh, no, end of the third quarter. So we're going to go into the fourth quarter here in a minute. Switch some sides. We don't have to go too far. Let's see what Kansas City can do. One of the things that Robert talked about earlier about Dallas is that, and specifically about Monica, is that she's good at directing her offense. And she can really read. She can really read the other team's defense. So you got Chico Thunder in the touchdown bound playing. Kansas City and Dallas back on the field to start the fourth quarter. Dallas is on their own 48-yard line with a second and 3 situation. Sun is down, so it's easier to see everybody. It was, like I said, a beautiful day here in Kansas City. All right, Dallas is at the line again. Again, their own 40. No, on the Kansas City 48-yard line. I apologize. Second and 3 situation. Monica Foster hands it off to Jessica Springer, who stopped at the line, but she pushes through. She will not back down. And again, I was wrong. That was Rachel May. Rachel May with some good. Why do I keep getting them mixed up? You know, 82 and 46 do not look alike at all. I took math back in the day. We got a 10-10 situation for Dallas. They're taking a lot of time off the clock, and they're able to make the plays happen. So we got 14 minutes left, 14:30 left in this game, fourth quarter. Dallas up 14-13. I'm sure they would love a touchdown, kind of pad their lead. But again, it only takes a point to win, so let's see what they do. Monica Foster at the line, first and 10 at the 45-yard line. She hands it off. Oh, she fakes the pass. She throws it to Dani Lynn. Oh, Dani Lynn had it in her hand. Dani Lynn Welniak had it in her hand. Open field. She was all the way. She dropped it. And that is a bummer for Dallas. Kansas City, hopefully, maybe they can take that and use that to her advantage. She was being guarded by Rusty Sowers, but Rusty just couldn't grab hold of her. So we got a second 10 situation. So Monica Foster at the line, second 10 on their own on the Kansas City 45 with 14 minutes left. She hands it off, this time to Jessica Springer, who runs through the line very easily for a 6-yard pickup. Kiki Blackburn with the stop on that. So we got a third down and 4. Fourteen minutes left in the game. I know that we have to switch to Seattle game here in about a half an hour. So hopefully the game will be over before then. You can always get the update on the website. Fourth quarter, 13 minutes. Dallas goes up to line for a third and four situation. They're on the Kansas City 39-yard line. Foster at the line. The crowd's getting loud. Throws it back to Jessica Springer, and she has an open field. She just runs along that side and takes six Kansas City players to knock her down. We've got, looks like, Katie Sowers, Sierra Jennifer Marker, Tegan Stewart, and Lane Anderson all trying to take down Jessica Springer, and it just shows what a strength she is for the Dallas team. They do look hungry. They do look ready to play. They do look like they want to win. So let's see if Kansas City can stop them here. It's a first and 10 on the Kansas City 31-yard line, with 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I would think so.
So Dallas back up to the line.
It's too bad.
Monica Foster at the line. They're just chipping away at the clock. Takes the snap. Fakes it back to Jessica, and she lines up the pass, and she throws it to number 81, Yumiki Webb, who catches it, and a gain of about 6 yards. Nice, easy pass. She was wide open.
Nancy,
listen to the game. So we got a second and four situation with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The ball is on the Kansas City 10. He's down by one. Monica Foster at the line. She throws it back to Jessica Springer, and she runs off the side. She stopped behind the line of scrimmage. She's brought down by Lane Anderson and Katie Sowers. She's a little slow getting up, but she still gets up. She looks like she's a fighter, another veteran for this team, but there was a loss of about four on that. So we got a third and nine situation with 11 minutes, 30 seconds left, and Dallas has the ball on their own 30-yard line. So we'll see if they can convert on this third and nine situation. Monica Foster at the line. She fakes the handoff. She throws it, and oh, there's great coverage by number three, Liz Sowers. Great coverage, and she did not allow Webb to catch the ball. So we got a fourth and 10 situation. So are they going to punt it? Are they going to throw it? Monica Foster is still out there. And they've been, fourth down conversions, if I would have been keeping track, which I probably should have, I think they've been able to be successful about three fourth down conversions, two or three. So with 11 minutes left, and that the clock stopped, it's in the fourth quarter. We got fourth and nine. Monica at the line. She's going to go for it. They're on the Kansas City 31-yard line. She's got Jessica Springer in the backfield. She goes to pass, and she is brought down back 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage by Katie Sowers. She just runs through that line, brings her down. We've got Liz Sowers stopping the pass, and Katie Sowers sacking her in the backfield. Great stop by Kansas City. And now it's a first and 10 situation for Kansas City on the 40-yard line of the Kansas City 40-yard line, but Kansas City will take over with 10 minutes, 53 seconds left. It's a great stop by Kansas City. Maybe they can convert on it to score. I don't know why it took me so long to say to score. Goodness. We got Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Western Graves going off to receive. We also got Brittany Fisher and Tegan Stewart on the near side. We got the snap. Jenny goes back to throw. Nice long pass to Brittany Fisher, just right through her hands. It would have been great. She would have been able to catch that ball. It would have been a good 25-yard reception. Both Tegan Stewart and Brittany Fisher were right there, and just they couldn't hold on to the ball. And there's been a lot of drop passes, which is really frustrating to watch. But we'll see if they can come back. We got a second down, 10 yards to go on the Kansas City 40-yard line. Jenny in the back with Larissa Graves right next to her. Got two receivers on the near side and far side. 10 minutes, 50 seconds left. Jenny Sweet gets the pass. She drops back to pass. Short pass to Larissa Graves. She catches it, but she breaks through at least one pass, but she just gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe even a loss of a yard. So we got a 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11 situation with 10 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So on the near side, we have two receivers. We've got Fisher and Stewart, and on the far side, we've got Sowers, Graves, and looks like Jennifer Marker way over there on the far side. Maybe even one of the Sowers sisters, Liz Sowers. Jenny gets the snap, long throw. If she can catch it, Tegan Stewart catches the ball on the 45. She runs all the way. She runs all the way for a touchdown. There was no hope for the Dallas to get that ball. Jenny threw it perfect at her hands on the 45-yard line. And Tegan runs all the way in for a touchdown. Kansas City with 9 minutes, 55 seconds to go. They are now up 16. No, let's see some addition. 19-14. So are they going to go for a field goal, or are they going to go to a two-point conversion so they can be a good, solid touchdown ahead? And it looks like Brittany Fisher is out there to hold the snap, and Amanda Sweeten for the field goal attempt, so we'll see what they do. But great reception, and it's just this one or two plays, and so the momentum shift, and Amanda goes back for the snap. Snap good, kick is up, and kick is good. Kansas City 20, Dallas 14, with 9 minutes, 55 seconds to go. There's another backflip on the track. It's amazing. I think we need cheerleaders. I think I talked about this last time. Wouldn't it be awesome if we had male cheerleaders? I mean, they have male cheerleaders, but we don't need any female cheerleaders. Just male ones. That'd be awesome. Doing some backflips and stuff. But Tegan Stewart with a touchdown. Little trivia about Tegan Stewart. She actually is an assistant basketball coach for one of the local teams here in town. And they had a semi-successful year, but they've got a young team, and I know you probably don't care. It's a high school team, but there you go. Tegan Stewart, all these girls have jobs, and who wouldn't have a job? But, again, as mentioned before the game even started, this is something fun and that these girls do. And they all have regular jobs, and they work 40 hours a week and then practice at night and view film, and they commit to this. Both Dallas and Kansas City Dallas is a long-standing tradition, and Kansas City is a fairly new team who's just fighting hard. So we got Amanda Sweeten ready for the kickoff. 9 minutes, 55 seconds left to go in the game. Amanda kick is up, and she kicks it to about 40-yard line, and it's caught. Let's see who caught that. I don't think it was Rachel. Amanda Hillman, I think. No, maybe not. Oh, Meyer. We got Tiffany Meyer with that. We got a penalty flag on the play. It's like holding on Dallas. So that 30-yard reception, that 30-yard run is going to come back. We do have someone down on the field. Also for Kansas City, looks like Megan Penrod is out for the game. Her pads are off. And we didn't see much for the first half. She did have an injury. But she came back on the field and had that interception. But apparently at halftime she just decided she couldn't do it. Her ankle hurt too much. Looks like there might be a slight knee injury out there. Dallas athletic trainer is attending to that with 9 minutes 50 seconds to go. Everyone down on their knees. And she's up. She's being helped on the field. Doesn't look like she can put a lot of pressure on that. Oh, that's going to be a huge loss for Dallas. That looks like number 98, Ann Richardson. She's just been a great defensive lineman for them. And somewhere along the line, she got hit or she twisted her knee. So let's see if she comes back in the game. That's a big defensive loss for them, as I've seen. I mean, I've only watched them play once. But in the three quarters I watched them play, she's been a solid member of the team. So Dallas is going to start their next run at the goal line on their own 30-yard line. First and 10, 9 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in the game. Not sure how long you'll get to hear from me, so just kind of keep watching. There might be like 15 minutes left. The ball's passed off, short pass to number 4, Tiffany Hill, who's had a great game today. She has a nice game, about 5 yards. Mindy White and Brittany Fisher with the stop. So Dallas picks up the ball, second and 5 situation with 9 minutes, 22 seconds to go. Okay, Monica Foster at the line. We've got Rachel May in the backfield. She hands it off to Tiffany Hill again, who runs in. And she gets ahead. I don't know where they're going to place that ball. It might be a first down. It looks like she was pushed back a yard, but it looks like she pretty much got the first down. They might have to do a little measuring. Let's see what the umpire says, the ref says. I think it's a first down from my perspective. But they're gonna bring the chain gang out. Let's see how many people they can trip along the way. They did that last time. It was kind of amusing. Again, you guys don't get to see that from where you are because you're listening to me on the radio. You're missing out, though. It's a beautiful day in Kansas City. Center High School, Kansas City Tribe against the Dallas Diamonds. Kansas City Tribe is the defending. That's a first down for the Diamonds. Kansas City Tribe, the defending world champions. And Dallas, who's 17-0, well, he's on a 17-game winning streak. They're not 17-0. The game season just started last week. But they won 17 games in a row regular season and lost a frustrating loss to Dallas to Boston last year in the postseason. Boston went on to lose to the Divas from D.C., and Kansas City beat them in the national championship, the world championship. Monica Foster at the line, first down and 10 at the 40-yard line. She gives it to Jessica Springer, who is stopped by Mindy White and Tegan Stewart, but she gains about 3 on the play. She came to the near side on that one. So we got 8 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the game. Kansas City is up 20-14, and we have a second and 7 situation for Dallas. Okay. Next week, both teams are on a bye, so they get the rest. And then Kansas City is back here against Wisconsin, and then Dallas plays Minnesota. Monica Foster gets the ball. She takes the handoff. She goes, she carries it. There's just, okay, nice throw, and it's totally over the head of number 81, Yumiki Webb. It kind of looked a little chaotic there for a little bit, not really knowing who was going to get the ball. And Monica is a lefty. So it's kind of hard to kind of gauge where she's going to throw, but she came out on the far side, and it looked like she was going to hand off, and then she threw it to number 81, and just over the head. So we've got a 3rd-and-7 situation. Monica Foster at the line with 7 minutes, 48 seconds left to go. She gives it to Jessica Springer, who just runs straight through the line. No one stopped her. This girl can get through the line. She was eventually stopped and brought down by Rusty Stowers, but only after an 11-yard pickup. So they are on the Kansas City time side. They're on the Kansas City 41, 42-yard line. First and 10. They've been able to convert those third downs pretty easily. and Jessica been able to really run through the line pretty easily. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Folks, just to let you know, there's you're only going to be with me for another 5 minutes or so. And to hear the end of the game, you can follow it on Twitter. Monica hands it off again to Jessica Springer in the backfield, and she runs to the near side, but she's brought out. I don't even know if there's a gain on that. We'll see if they move the marker at all. Maybe a yard, maybe a half a yard. But to hear the final score, twitter.com/IWFL. So we got second down at about 9 with 7 minutes, 13 seconds left to go. Dallas has the ball on the Kansas City 42. Kansas City up 20-14. Let's see if they can hold. If they can hold Dallas right here, you never know. There's a lot of time left, but this could be the stop that Kansas City needs to really bury this game. But again, Monica Foster and Jessica Springer have been able to move the ball. So there goes Monica. She's back to pass. She carries the ball. She's an open field, and she's hit by Katie Sowers. And then number 78 came in on that hit as well, Yolanda Ramirez, to bring her down. But she did gain about 9 yards on that run. Yolanda Ramirez is down. She might have got the wind knocked out of her, but it looks like a nice 10-yard, 9-yard gain. So we got a third and short and possibly even a first down for Dallas. But Yolanda Ramirez for the Tribe is down on the field. Not really sure what happened. She's quickly getting back up, just maybe got the wind knocked out of her a little bit. She's coming off the field. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the game. Kansas City up 20-14. The chain game comes out to measure. We've got to move some people around. And they are just shy, maybe like 2 inches, 3 inches shy of a first down. So it's a third and short situation with 6 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the game. You're going to be switching over to the Seattle game here in a couple minutes. And to hear the final score of the game, you need to go to twitter.com/IWFL. 6 minutes, 25 seconds left to go. Third and short, like minuscule, for Dallas. So we'll see what they do on this play. I could guess a nice little quarterback keep, but, you know, I've been wrong every time I've guessed what the play is going to be. And, again, that's just because I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. Nope, she does not keep it, but she does pass it off to Jessica Springer, who easily runs through the line and gains another 8 yards on the play. So we've got a first down situation on the Kansas City 24-yard line.
Aren't you really close to your...
Yeah, 6 minutes. 6 minutes, 2 seconds left. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Dallas is on the Kansas City 23-yard line, first and 10. They're down by a touchdown. Monica Foster at the line. She's got Jessica Springer in the backfield. She hands it off to Jessica, who just runs again right through the line, and nobody seems to know what to do with her, and she picks up another 7 yards. This girl's good, not going to lie. She's got a great eye for where she's going to go, and Monica seems to know how to place her in the right situation so the ball can be passed off to her. 5 minutes, 21 seconds left to go. Dallas has a second and 2 situation. They are on the Kansas City 15-yard line. 5 minutes to go in the game. They are down by a touchdown. Kind of, 6 points. 20-14, Kansas City. Dallas back at the line with 5 minutes left to go in the game. Monica Foster at the line. Jessica Springer in the backfield. It's been working for him for the past couple plays. Why stop now? She hands it off again to Jessica, and she just runs straight through the line. Nobody stops her. She's running out to the backside and touchdown easily. Jessica Springer with a 15-yard gain on the far side. So tie game 20-20 at this point with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the game. Good run by Jessica Springer. Her and Monica Foster worked well together for the last 40 yards, really, and Kansas City had no answer. no answer whatsoever for Jessica Springer. I mean, who does at this point? And that just goes to show that they've got a lot of knowledge, and you just got veteran leadership, like Robert was talking about earlier. Snap for the field goal down, kick is up. Kick is good. So the score, 21, Dallas, 20, Kansas City. Kansas City, this might be their last chance to maybe pull out a win. It's a lower scoring game than both teams are used to, but it's a great game, a great battle. Wish you were here. But then if you were here, then you wouldn't be listening to me, and that's just thinking my job. All right, folks, we're going to have to wrap it up. There's a it's going to be kickoff, so follow the game on twitter.com/IWFL. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Sarah Dirk. Hope you had a good time listening. And we'll be passing it over to Seattle. Have a good night.